This is the Owlcast, the official podcast of ACS Athens. Listen to the exciting story of the American Community Schools of Athens. Check out what drives all the members of our international community of learners as we create the education of the future. Here's John Papadakis.
Welcome to Owlcast, the podcast that captures and celebrates the life and achievements of the international community of ACS Athens. A school-wide journey of empathy is racing toward a high-energy finale this May. Back in December, more than 320 middle schoolers pressed pause on their usual schedule and dove into an immersive disability awareness celebration marking International Disability Day on December 4th. The gym was transformed into a mini Paralympics arena. Teams tried sitting volleyball, aimed for the jack in boccia, and hurled themselves across the floor to block a chiming goal ball. Elite coaches and athletes from the Hellenic Sports Federation for People with Disabilities, including rising sprint star Vasilis Turkohorytis, were on hand to demonstrate technique, share stories, and prove that resilience can be contagious. Yet the roots of that day reach back even further. Physical education teacher Athanasia Kotsiani returned from the 2024 Paris Olympics, electrified by the atmosphere of inclusion she felt in every stadium. "I wondered," she told us, "what if I could take that energy beyond the classroom and create real-life experiences that cultivate kindness, awareness, and empathy?" Working side by side with middle school counselor Stelios Kalogridakis, she sketched out a three-phase action research project that would turn abstract lessons into lived understanding. Phase one was the December celebration, and it began long before the first whistle blew. In daily base classes, short for Building Academic and Student Excellence, students spent a week asking, "What does accessibility mean in our daily lives?" They mapped how ramps, captions, and clear signage change the way we all move through space. By the time the event arrived, they were primed to rotate through five stations: the three Paralympic sports, a Liberty Guide Dogs obstacle course, where blindfolded students navigated an errand with only a cane or a Labrador's harness, and a theater keynote where Turkohorytis's Kandor drew in an impromptu high school audience. Teachers admit they fought back tears as guide dog handlers demonstrated the silent choreography of canine and human communication. Phase two took empathy on the road. Just 10 days later, 6th and 7th graders fanned out across Attica to visit Margarita, Sikaridion, Το Περιβολάκι, and the Χατζηπατέριον institutions, delivering art supplies, non-perishable food, and most importantly, conversation. In February, 8th graders followed, volunteering in gardens, craft studios, and life skills workshops at centers such as Estia and Amimoni. One student reflected that seeing adults with disabilities feel useful and contribute to society shattered his assumptions. Another wrote that sympathy had been replaced by genuine empathy. Surveys confirm the shift, but the handwritten reflections tell the deeper story. Which brings us to phase three, and to you, our listeners, on May 9 at 9 a.m., the starting horn will echo across the ACS Athens Aquatic Center, our swimming pool, launching the first ever 24-hour ACS Athens Swimathon, making a splash for awareness. Picture a relay in which the baton is a pair of goggles. Swimmers tag in for 10-minute shifts, determined to keep the lanes alive until 4 p.m., on May 10. There's even an overnight pause to let athletes and volunteers grab some rest before the dawn sprint to the finish line. During that 24-hour window, the lanes will log thousands of collective meters, each lap tracked on a digital scoreboard that lights up the pool deck. Local businesses are matching donations, families are pledging per lap gifts, and alumni are streaming in from abroad to grab a midnight shift. It's more than a fundraiser. It's a living demonstration that accessibility swims in every direction. Not a swimmer? No problem. The pool deck will pulse with dance performances, adaptive sport demos, raffles, and hands-on activities run by Liberty Guide Dogs and young artists from the Hadzipaterion Center. Entrance is 10 euros for one day or 15 euros for the full experience, and every euro flows straight to Liberty Guide Dogs and Hadzipaterion, amplifying the very organizations that have walked this journey with our students. But first, take a moment to imagine the splash you can make, whether you swim a single lap, staff a snack booth, or cheer from the bleachers. Your presence writes the final chapter of this story. Registration is open right now at swimathon@acs.gr or go to acs.gr and search for swimathon. Grab your suit, bring your curiosity, and join us May 9 and 10 as we turn waves into ripples of change, one length, one lesson, one act of empathy at a time. With us today is PE teacher and swimming enthusiast Athanasia Kotsiani and our middle school counselor Stelios Kalogridakis to tell us all about it. You're listening to The Owlcast. Stay tuned. What initially inspired you to focus on this particular project that clearly fosters kindness, understanding, and empathy in students? What is the thing that, you know, had you think, what can I do?
This project was inspired by my visit to the Olympic Games in Paris 2024. What I saw there was truly eye-opening. The stadiums were packed, not just in the finals, but also in the preliminaries. The atmosphere was electric. It wasn't just the sports. It was the culture, the education that the French people, they had, the discipline, the inclusion. And also, over the past few years, I have noticed in our school that our middle school students, they seemed less empathetic sometimes, very strict among them. And I wasn't very sure that they knew the challenges that people with disabilities, they went through. So that inspired me to start this project. Also the fact that my husband is a swimming coach of a Paralympian swimmer. And through him, I learned so many things about our dedication, resilience, the skills that the para-athletic athletes they have. So then I had that idea. What if I could take this awareness beyond the classroom just to create real life experience to the students, getting involved and develop empathy, kindness, awareness, and inclusion. So this is how the journey starts.
Mm-hmm. And so you mentioned empathy, and you mentioned that you have observed that there is certain lack in some areas or in some aspects. And the question is for both of you, how have you observed this kind of situation? How do you think there is a need for more empathy?
Yeah, some of the feedback that we've had, and particularly from our teachers in our base lessons that we do, which, you know, they're social-emotional lessons, was we have the theory, but let's put it into practice. And that's when Athanasia came up to me and she came up with this project. It's a three-phase project where the phase one culminated in that day. And it was a fantastic day. We had the help of the Optimal Learning Program the week before. For me, it was a gamble. Okay, we can't just throw this day onto the kids. Let's set the groundwork first. So we had a week's lesson worth on inclusion and disabilities, a wide range, both physical and mental. And that culminated in the day, which we can go into if you want.
You mentioned BASE. What is this? What is BASE?
So it's an acronym, stands for Building Academic and Student Success and Excellence. Or bonding, either way, building or bonding. We felt, Mr. Embrock, the middle school principal, let's have it as a base. This is our, like, your homeroom in a way. Same teacher, same group of students that they see each other every day in the morning.
First thing every morning.
Correct.
And you also mentioned that there was a group of activities for these. Let's go through these activities. What happened? What transpired?
Oh, you're talking about the day, the Disability Awareness Day?
Disability Awareness.
Yeah, so that was the first big day. So we met with Thanasia. We actually went and visited some of these centers beforehand. We visited Margarita in particular in Vilicia, the Margarita Center for students with learning and mental disabilities. We saw that the logistics didn't quite work out in the way we wanted the stations to set up and do rotations. We felt the center felt that it would overwhelm their own students. But nonetheless, we came up with a big plan. We had the Hellenic Sports Federation for Persons with Disabilities. They brought representatives and coaches, the Liberty Guide Dogs for the blind, and we had separate rotating stations after the initial welcome at the theater.
There's a Disability Day, December 4th.
It's an international day for disabled people.
Okay. Now, we have different ways of observing, different ways of accommodating, but is this something that also engaged you or also inspired you other than the Olympic Games that you mentioned?
Definitely was.
What is the significance of this kind of a day in a school environment? How can this be communicated to the school community?
It's a great opportunity to celebrate disabilities. The students learn more about disabled people and different types of disabilities, because we don't have just the physical disabilities. We have the mental disabilities, intellectual disabilities. So we found it as a great idea, starting from that big celebration, to educate our students about all different types of disabilities. And we started with this nice celebration, Stelio said before, inviting mostly physical disabled athletes and people to come and talk to our students. And then we planned more activities and more events with intellectual disabilities and mental disabilities.
Can you describe some of these activities?
So it was a really nice one. That was a five-station rotation for the students. So we have five stations. We had a station that we have sitting volleyball. So people from the Hellenic Sport Federation for Persons with Disabilities, they came and they demonstrated the sport of sitting volleyball with athletes. In another station, we had boccia, that is a Paralympic sport. In the gym, we have goalball, another Paralympic sport. And then we have in the atrium, we welcome Liberty Guide Dogs Foundation, that they train guide dogs for blind people. And then in the theater, we had a nice para-athlete, Mr. Turkohoritis. He delivered a really nice speech.
He's a rising track and field star. Keep an eye out for him.
Yeah. It was very inspiring.
An amputee from the knee down in both feet and a sprinter, I think, world-class times.
Is he with prosthetics?
Correct. Yes.
Yes. So every activity was about 30 minutes, and the students, they were rotating around. Every group, they had the opportunity to go through three stations, yeah. Spend time, demonstrate the sport or participate in activities and get in the shoes of those people that are playing the sport or they're blind. And it was very inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe any particular moment where our student, came to you and told you something that surprised you, or you saw students that reacted in a non-conventional way?
I saw it. I was in charge of welcoming Mr. Tukohoritz in the theater, and after he finished his presentation with the middle school, a passing high school class stayed and saw the next one because they were really enthralled by his speaking and his attitude and his positive energy. And then at the end, we even had elementary school students come, and they saw and visited him, and they wanted to ask for autographs. He even did a little bit of walking around and running and jumping, and students were really impressed by him. And that was one, but I also, the Liberty Guide Dogs to me was really impressive, especially with the feedback from kids and students. And
the teachers.
And teachers.
I saw teachers crying after.
Yeah, very emotional. They set up an obstacle course in a way, and the dog would guide you. You're blindfolded. And it was a wonderful experience. And they stayed extra. They stayed about an hour extra while everyone else was finished because they wanted to give more people the opportunity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And how about reactions from the people who came as guests?
They really loved it as well. They never came to ICS before. It was their first time. And we promised that this is going to be like every year event. We're going to make it an annual event.
That was my next question. I mean, how do we plan or how do we think of doing this kind of community service field trips or activities? How do you see them complementing Disability Awareness Week?
I think this was the biggest gamble and the biggest worry that Athanasia had. She's like, I don't just want this to be a one-off.
That's right.
She wanted this to continue. Part of the service learning component and that what she's doing in her action research. So December 4th was just the beginning. Then we came back 10 days later and the 6th and 7th grade went on the field. So we went to them, went on the field trips. The 7th grade went entirely to the Hadzi Baterion institution. And then the 6th grade, we split. Each base class went to a separate center. So that was right before the winter break. We were able to gather donations, perishables, arts and crafts that each particular center asked for. And especially, you know, none of this would have been possible if it wasn't for Athanasia running around and trying to organize this. But that was phase two. And then when we came back from break, the 8th grade had its turn and they went.
Can I mention the centers that we visited?
For sure.
So the 7th graders, as Stelio said, we visited the Hadzi Baterio Center. The 6th graders, we visited Margarita, Sikaridio Center, and to Perivolaki. The feedback was great. All the students, the parents, everybody, they had only to say good things about the visits. So all those comments, they encouraged us to plan for the 8th graders that we went on February 4th. We went our visits and we visited Estia, Το Εργαστήρι, ΕΛΕΠΑΠ, Επιλογή and Αμιμόνη. So every base group went to a different center. And still, the impact that those activities they had to our students was significant.
Mm-hmm.
We can see from the students, from the parents, the emails, the survey that we sent.
I was going to say about the survey. I was ready to ask if there is any way to invite feedback. You say you have this, you have emails, right?
Yeah, definitely. We wanted to receive the feedback. That's why we sent a survey. And the numbers only tell part of the story because what really mattered were the personal reflections. So some of the students, they said they see different now, the adults with disabilities. They don't feel uncomfortable anymore. They feel respect. They're not feeling any more sympathy, but empathy. And this is the most important thing.
Do they understand the difference?
They do understand now.
Yeah.
They do understand.
As I remember one of the students, I had the pleasure of going to Ergastiri with the 8th grade. And they had groups of their students working in different, like a gardening center, arts and crafts. So one of the kids comes up to me, he's like, I'm really glad because these people are older and they make them feel useful and contributing to society. And he says, I never really thought that. So it was a really eye-opener for that particular student of ours.
Did we have any student that after this experience, both the trips but also the activity here in the school, that they came to you and they say, you know what, I have this idea to do this, or how about if we do that next year? Did you have students like that or our faculty? I mean, people from our community.
Well, like I said, John, we're still in phase two. Now phase three is coming, and phase three is in May. And that's where, again, within our campus, Athanasia is organizing a swimathon. So this is a 24-hour swimathon charity event. We invite members of the community, ACS community, and not only to come in, swim some laps, raise money and awareness for these centers.
Mm-hmm. And how about you personally? I mean, you actually initiated this, but the school in general has had the tradition over the years of service, of volunteer work, of outreach to the community and all these things. How has this experience affected you personally?
I think, you know, when Athanasia came up to me, I immediately jumped on him. Absolutely, I definitely want to do this because it's one thing to do the theory in the class and then the theory is just shelved. But to actually see it, and I remember prior to COVID, we used to go to the Center for Alzheimer's here in Halandri, and I remember a distinct kid, and again, most of these centers, they don't speak English, John, and one of the kids, he had an elderly lady who had severe Alzheimer's. All she needed was a sense of touch, and she was just touching his hand, and he was, you know, he didn't understand, he didn't speak Greek, but he was just there for her. And that, to me, it made a difference. I said, these things do make a difference in both the students' lives and who they're going to help. So,
Thanasia?
I totally agree with Stelio. My life has changed when I participated in the Paralympic Games in Athens 2004, when I got involved with para swimming and para athletes. And I grew up with, in my class, we had Mimi, who was a Down syndrome boy. We grew up together. He learned us how to be kind, polite, to include everyone and him in the game. So though I grew up like this. So I wanted to give that back to my students, to understand that we need to include everybody. This is our world. Our world has disabled people around us. 2 out of 10 in our society, they have a disability, either we can see or we cannot see. So we need to be aware. We need to be able to act, to give back if we have that opportunity, to be kind, be polite, be respectful. And this is what I wanted to give to my students. I hope we're in a good way.
Well, this is, I guess, the ultimate outcome from this, you know, to pass on this passion and this feeling of empathy that you feel to the students, because that's how they're going to learn how to live their lives. Congratulations to both, the whole team that participated. And, you know, let's have this on a regular basis. We already do, but make it a little bit more strong for the entire school. Looking forward for the next phase.
Yeah.
You said?
In late May, right?
There you go.
8 and 9 will be our final community celebration event. Mm-hmm. So the swimathon, Lab for Awareness. We would like to invite everybody to participate. It's going to be a big celebration. I promise this is going to be the double event.
And swimming is your sport. So
swimming is my sport.
It's going to be a super
many
performance.
Many events and highlights we're going to have. We're going to have, again, the Liberty Guide Dogs. We're going to have a performance with dancers, disabled dancers. We're going to have a lot of Paralympic sports, many happenings, competitions. So we invite everybody to come and join us.
And there is an open invitation to do another episode with the participation of some of these people that are coming as guests or maybe students in May. Yes. So stay tuned.
May 8th and 9th.
May 8th and 9th. Thank you so much, both.
Thank you.
Bye.
You are listening to the Owlcast, the official podcast of ACS Athens. Make sure you subscribe to the Owlcast on Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. This has been a production of the ACS Athens Media Studio.